What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to the Hardwood Culture Podcast on the Believe Network. No me, no the voice, no the guy. It's me, really relevant, and Ralph Swarov from Virginia here at your service. And guys, I suck. Oh man, I suck. This is really, I'm doing really, really bad right now. What is this, like three straight losing? I mean, I guess we had the even, but if you kind of count the juice, it was a bad day. So I guess we've had like three straight bad days, but this was bad too. Man, where do I start? I mean, Kyle Lowry is the only play that got there. We had him for over 4.5 assists at plus money. He got there for us. But Brunson, over 5.5, didn't even get there. What did we have? Knicks first half. Had Knicks first half as well. That missed. Knicks came out. They were really, like, the Heat were shooting phenomenal from three, and it was just like a bunch of role players were beating the Knicks for 75% of that game, and it's really, really frustrating as a Knicks fan, but that play didn't go either. And then we have LeBron. So we had LeBron over 5.5 assists. If you tailed it with me, you know the frustration, because LeBron had 4 in the first half. They actually gave him one assist for the second half, and then took it away. So Bron didn't finish with an assist in the second half. It feels like we have the right read on some of this stuff, man. It's just not going our way. It's just things are not going your way. And I feel like it's after this happened, after I said, you know, hey, we're on a roll here. And that just tells me that I might have jinxed it. Because we're getting the right read on a lot of these things, but we're just not getting the result. And it's frustrating, but times like that happens. And so if things aren't just going my way and you feel like you got to fade me, fade me. Like, I want you to just become a smarter, better for your own. Like, I never tell you anybody they have to take the bets that I'm placing. It's just more of, this is what I'm doing. You come to your own decision about what you're doing. If I can talk you into my side, cool. Maybe I said something that you said, hey, I kind of want to attack this a different angle. Then, yeah, absolutely. But, oh, man, this is just brutal. But we have another day, one game on the slate today. And, you know, they're one of my favorite teams. So I'm going to love talking about this a little bit later. But before we do that, we have some business to handle, people, because betonline.ag is your number one source for all your basketball info, stats, news, and scores. Get the latest playoff odds and lines, including latest player reports from this year's pro basketball playoffs. BetOnline is always your sports information headquarters this season, and we have you covered for all your sports wagering needs. Basketball, MLB, NHL, hockey, right down to UFC and boxing. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info, including live betting options and your favorite casino and card games you can play right at home on your phone right there. So head over to the website and or your mobile device and use promo code BELIEVE, but you got to spell it B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. That is promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, BetOnline, where the game starts. You see what happens? You see what happens when y'all support the show and you tell more people about the show? We get stuff like that. What just happened? We get stuff like that to happen. Let's get some more, man. let's get some more and let's grow this. Let's grow this show. Let's grow this community and make this where people can just come in and just rap about sports betting, like just rap about sports betting and throw out ideas, do all this other stuff. That was great. I enjoyed that. First of many. All right. I have three plays today. It's only one game in the NBA. We have the Boston Celtics welcoming the Philadelphia 76ers for game two of their series. Philadelphia is up 1-0 in the series. Line opened up at -8.5, currently sitting at -8. 217 is the total, opened up at 215. Big news for this game is that Joel Embiid is playing in this game. He's got his MVP. Now he's come in here to make sure that he holds that true. So do expect to see Joel Embiid playing in this game. That's already been reported. We have Marcus Smart, who is questionable to play in this game. So huge game for Boston as they try not to go down 0-2 at home in this series. And they really, really, like, this is a must-win game. I think this is a must-win game for Boston. They really do need to knot it up 1-1. Am I going to tell you to take Boston? No way, because Boston does what Boston does. And there's so many situations where, you know, they probably should win the game and they don't. And I just don't like betting Boston. Like, that's the reason. If everybody wants to know where my Boston hate came from, it's not because I'm a Knicks fan and it's like some kind of New York versus Boston hate. It's really because when I got into sports betting, I would bet Boston in spots that it was like a no-brainer Boston was going to win. Like, Boston was supposed to, and everybody's expecting Boston to win. And they fold. And they fold like that a lot. And they did it a lot over the time that I was sports betting. And it was so much to the point where I was so frustrated with the Boston Celtics that I said, I am not betting the Boston Celtics ever again. You could ask any of my homeboys during that span. They have not seen me put Boston on a slip since, ever, at all, whatsoever. Not doing it. Good on it. Straight. I don't trust them. And then they proved it in game one that you shouldn't trust them, because in a game with no Joel Embiid, where everybody says at the bare minimum they're going to get a win, they lost outright. So beware at your own risk of the Boston Celtics, but just know at that moment where you think you're safe and you think there's no way they can mess it up and they're 100% going to hold you down, the Boston Celtics will always let you down. That is for certain. So, sorry, Val. So, we have here, I'm not targeting the side, but I will target the total. Because while the total has come up 2 points, and I believe it went up because they saw the Office of Explosion that happened last game. And if you, I mean, let's just go back and go through the numbers of last game real quick. And you can see how automatic these two teams played. So Boston, the losing team, was 58.7% from the field, 38.5% from three. The losing team. Philadelphia won the game and they were 50.6% from the field, 44.7% from three. They hit 17 threes in that game. That's going to regress, guys. That is going to regress. Like, these two teams are not going to be that automatic from the field again. Both teams over 50%. Both teams shot the ball really well from three. Now, here is where Joel Embiid comes into play. And I'm going to talk about Joel Embiid some more in a second. But this is where he comes into play, because this game was already ran at a slow pace, to be honest. Like, if you look at the pace of this game compared it to the other game ones, this was the slowest pace game one of the second round. And with Joel Embiid, that pace just kind of slows even more because they work more out of the half court. They want to get him set up. They want him to go to work in the post and be able to go put up points like that. Like, the pace slows all the way down. The ball gets really, really stagnant. And Boston's fine with that. So I think that's an adjustment that Boston is going to have to make in this go around, is trying to speed them up, especially with Joel Embiid on the court. But I think that we're still going to see a slow paced game like we did in game one. It's going to be a lot more inefficient than what the shooting was in game one. Like in game two, you know, the game two under trend and how crazy unders are in game two. Like the ROI is really, really crazy on unders in game two. And it's because these two teams got a feel out for each other, make these defensive adjustments, and the pace slows down. You know, you start to see more playoff basketball. One team, especially if the team at home lost the first game, then it's more, you know, feels like an elimination game. And so I'm all over the under 217 here. I'm all over the under 217. I'm going to continue to trust my judgment and under 217 for the game. Now, I told you about Joel Embiid defensively and how, well, I don't think I mentioned it, but Boston got whatever they wanted at the rim. Like, whatever they wanted at the rim. Let's see. Can I pull up their points in the paint? How many points? Boston outscored Philadelphia in the paint 66 to 42 points in the paint. 66 to 42. They got whatever they wanted inside the painted area. Now your MVP. Yes, your MVP. Now your MVP is back. And I just want to talk about what he adds for them defensively against the Celtics. So, in 31 career games against the Celtics, and this includes the playoffs, Joel Embiid has at least one block in 28 of them. 28 of 30 career games. 31 career games, I'm sorry. 28 of 31 career games, he has at least one block. So, if we look very recently and what he did against them this year, in four games versus, is that four games? Yeah, four games against the Celtics. He has two blocks, three blocks, one block, one block. But I can go even further than that. 1-1-4-3-1-0. Like he's pretty much penciled in for a block. Now, if we go through that same log and we add the steals to it, and we look at his prop, because his prop for steals and blocks is over 1.5 minus 175. Two blocks, three blocks, one block, two steals, one block, no steals. So 3 of 4 this year he cashed. He's cashed this prop more often than not. When you look at it, he gets the steals, he gets the blocks. I think he's cashed this in, what is that, 7 of the last 10 against Boston, he's cashed this prop. But look, so I told you steals and blocks is minus 175. Over 1.5 blocks is plus 140. I mean, he has in four meetings, two of them, he has 2 and 3 blocks. He's basically penciled in for one block. And so if I already know I'm getting one block from him, I just need one more block and we cash plus money. So that's really been my issue of what I haven't decided what I wanted to give out on the show of and say what I would be betting. Now, of course, you make your own decision if you want to. I think if you want to play it safe, take the steals and blocks and minus 170, just lay the juice at minus 175 and take whatever winnings you get. But that plus money over for two blocks is very, very tempting, man, because we're already guaranteed one. So if I'm guaranteed one, I'm getting basically what plus, and nothing's guaranteed. Like, I don't want you to think nothing's guaranteed, but the probability has been there that he's going to get at least one. Now, a lot of the time he does finish with one, a good portion of the time. He does. He's actually gotten two blocks against the Celtics in 12 of 22 regular season meetings. So actually, more often than not, he's gotten two and not just one. 12 of 22. in the regular season. So I'm gonna trust my gut, because Boston went, I think they attacked the inside because Joel Embiid wasn't there. But if they feel themselves and they think that they can get that much work on the inside again this game, he's gonna have opportunity, plenty of opportunity for blocks, man. Plenty of opportunity. So we are on a losing streak here. I'm gonna do me, and I'm gonna shoot myself out of it. I'm gonna shoot myself out of the slide. So I'm going for the plus money. Give me over 1.5 blocks at plus 140. I will take my chances and say that, okay, he gets me one, he gets the other. Like, let's get 2 blocks for Joel Embiid in this game. Now, again, everybody makes their own decisions. So I think 1.5 steals and blocks minus 175, especially for parlay bettors, I think that is a very, very good bet for sure. And I might still get down on that and maybe I parlay it with the under. I might do that. I might do, you know, a steals and blocks combo parlay with the under. And that's how I do it. I'll figure it out a little bit later. But in terms of the show, I'm giving out Joel Embiid over 1.5 blocks at plus 140. My last play is still a Joel Embiid play. And we're going over to his assist. Joel Embiid assist I see listed at 3.5. It was plus money. Let me make sure it's still plus money. Yeah, still plus 115. It feels like a little bit of a chalky of a bet, because I feel like everybody knows that Joel Embiid has become a lot better of a passer. You look at Boston, his last, what was that, 8 games against Boston, 6-5-1, 5-6-6, 5-6. So 7 of the last 8 games he's had over this number, he's actually gotten to 5 or 6 in 7 of the last 8. I think that, and it's because they bring double teams. Like, they continue to double him, and he's going to be able to kick it to a Jalen McDaniels standing under the basket, a Tobias Harris standing under the basket, Melton, James Harden, Tyrese Maxey on the, and PJ Tucker in a corner 3. Like, he has that in his skill set to be able to do that and get assists like that and make the right read with the ball when they bring the double team. And I expect Boston to bring the double team. So similar to what the Heat did with Julius Randle, where Julius Randle last night, Julius Randle, and that's whose assist we really should have been on. Like, I'm really sick. But Julius Randle was catching a double team every time he touched the ball, and he just made the right read a lot of the times and ended up with 8 assists. So I'm hoping something similar with Joel Embiid today. So another plus money play, Joel Embiid over 3.5 assists at plus 115. All right, so let me just a quick recap of what we have here. We have the under 217 for the game. We have Joel Embiid over 1.5 blocks. We have Joel Embiid over 3.5 steals. That's a solid card. It's dependent on Joel Embiid for sure, but I think he's gonna get through the game, and this is an opportunity for him to fill up the stat sheet and remind why he's MVP. Now, hopefully Philly keeps the game close. Hopefully Philly wins outright, to be honest. But, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I see a script where, you know, the Celtics lose to the 76ers without Joel Embiid, and then they go and blow out the 76ers with Joel Embiid. Like, that happens in the NBA so many times, especially in series. Like, it's not even funny. So I'm good on the side. But those are my 3 plays for today. Let's get all 3. Forget 2 out of 3. Let's get all 3 and have a really good day. Other than that, I have nothing else for you. Make sure you're following the pod. I couldn't talk right there. Wow. At HW Culture Pod on Twitter, at @ReallyReal_ on Twitter. Make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Leave a review, please. Just drop a review. It takes 2 seconds. 5-star review. Say something nice. That's all I need. Other than that, I have nothing else to say, nothing else to do. No other way of ending the podcast. Just going to end it like this. We are out of here.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.